Danny Byatt Old School DNB Brick Beat, Glue and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Weight. Hi, this is an advanced Ableton lesson that shows you how to take an old school breakbeat and glue it into a cohesive, heavy late night roller. We'll build a stock device glue chain on a grouped break bus, craft a small atmosphere bus side chain to the drums, and sketch a short arrangement skeleton with automation for weight, width, and tails. The goal: big low end, silky mids, and dark spatial atmosphere while keeping snap and groove. What you'll build: a drum break group glued with stuck devices in this order: drum bus right arrow glue compressor, right arrow EQ, 8 right arrow multiband dynamics, right arrow saturator slash utility, tuned for 170-175 BPM. A compact Atmos group with pads, reverb and delay sends, side chain to the break. A 2-4 minute arrangement skeleton. Intro right arrow drop, right arrow roller, right arrow halftime slash space, right arrow return, with automation for perceived weight and width. Step-by-step walkthrough. Follow along in Ableton Live 12 with your sliced break loaded into a drum rack or simpler. Prep and routing warp your original loop to 170-175 BPM if needed. Slice it. Slice to new MIDI track using transients or regions so hits are ready to play. Create two groups: drum break group drum rack plus aux percussion and Atmos group pads, textures, reverb returns. Add return a slash B slash C for hybrid reverb and echo or delay. Static balancing and transient control in the drum break group place a utility, or gain first and trim peaks, so your loudest hits sit around minus 6 to minus 10 dBFS peak. This gives headroom for glue. Add drum bus next. Set drive modestly, roughly 1 to 3 dB of gain coloration. Distortion very subtle or off. Transient time around 10-25% to keep snap. And use character sparingly for warmth. Drum bus gives analog style glue before compression. Glue compression on the group after drum bus. Insert glue compressor. This is central to the lesson. Danny Byatt Old School DNB Breakbeat, Glue and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Weight. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack: around 10-30 ms, so snare and transient breathe through. Release: medium fast. Try 0.1 to 0.35s or use auto release. Tune so the release pumps musically with the groove. Threshold: aim for 2-5 dB gain reduction on normal sections. Push up to 6-8 dB for heavier glue and a weighty chorus. Apply makeup gain to compensate. Use the GR meter as a guide, but trust your ears. Tone shaping for late night weight: insert EQ 8 after glue. High pass at 30-40 Hz to remove useless sub rumble. Low shelf boost around 50-80 Hz, plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB for roller subbody. Gentle dip between 300-600 Hz, minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB to reduce boxiness so snare cuts through. High shelf cut above 8-10 kHz, minus 1 to minus 3 dB for a darker late night tone. For mono low end, duplicate the drum break group or create a sub chain routed to a return. Low pass under tilde 120 Hz and insert utility with width set to 0 to mono the lows. Blend this into taste to keep low energy center. Multiband shaping and saturation: for weight, place multiband dynamics after EQ. Compress the low band roughly 2200 Hz a bit harder so subtransients tighten. Aim for 2-4 dB reduction there. Keep mids more dynamic and smooth the highs so cymbal wash doesn't dominate. Follow with saturator using a gentle soft curve. Drive small, around 1-3 dB. Curve, soft sign or analog clip. Dry slash wet around 15-30% for coloration without harshness. Parallel compression bus: an optional advanced trick. Create return D as a parallel compressor send. Compressor set to a high ratio tilde 10:1. Very fast attack tilde 0.5 ms. Medium release sync to tempo. Try 1/8 or 1/16 and push 8-12 dB gain reduction. Blend this return under the main drums at about 10-25% to add body and sustain. Consider high passing the parallel return at 60-80 Hz to avoid smearing sub-transients. Atmosphere bus processing and sidechain in the Atmos group load pads and filter textures send to hybrid reverb and echo. For late night rollers, use darker reverb tails, low damping and a short predelay of 530 ms. Echo can be set to dotted or sync note values for rhythmic shimmer. Sidechain the Atmos group so it ducks on the drums. Use a compressor on the Atmos bus and sidechain mode key to the drum break group or a kick slash snare transient bus. Settings: ratio tilde 4:1, attack 110 ms, release 80-250 ms or tempo synced. Threshold so Atmos dips around 2-6 dB on hits. This keeps pads from clouding the break while preserving atmosphere between hits. Spatial glue and width. Automation: place utility after your glue chain and automate width. Tighten to 70-85% in the main drop for focused weight. Widen to 95-120% in ambient or intro sections for air. Automate subtle transient emphasis in intros or transitions. You can control this via drum bus transient or a duplicate transient forward chain blended underneath. Arrangement for late night roller weight. A simple skeleton draft, a 2-4-minute layout. 1. Intro. 1632 bars. Filtered break with low pass on the break. Pants slowly widening. Low reverb sends. Gradually open highs. 2. Build. 816 bars. Unfilter hi-hats. Add snares. Increase drum break glue makeup slightly for perceived loudness. 3. Drop slash roller. 3264 bars. Full break. Full sub. Width tighten. Automate occasional long reverb tails on selective hits to create late night spacing. 4. Bass slash halftime. 1632 bars. Remove or halftime the break. Push atmosphere forward with long tails. Reduce bus compression to make it airy. 5. Return. 1632 bars. Bring back full glue and sub focus. Use filter and transient edits to re-energize. Use clip gain automation on grouped break clips for bar-to-bar leveling instead of heavy compression. It keeps groove intact. Final glue and bus metering. If you route drums to a master drum subgroup, use a final glue or gentle multiband dynamics for modest bus reduction. Aim for 1-3 dB max so dynamics remain. Check spectrum and metering. Drum bus RMS around -12 to -8 dB for loud sections is a reasonable target. Leave headroom for the master chain and avoid over-limiting the drum bus. Common mistakes to avoid: over-compressing glue. More than about 8 dB kills snap. Keep most glue reduction between 2-6 dB for old-school breaks. Too fast attack settings that erase transient life. Aim for 10-30 mm attack on glue. Excessive low-frequency width. Keep sub-region mono under tilde 120Hz. Not side-chaining Atmos. Pads that are duct will swamp drums. Oversaturating highs or echo feedback. Use gentle drive and low-pass sweat signals if needed. Pro tips: automate glue amounts by duplicating glue devices and automating threshold or makeup between sections. Use transient shaping before drum bus for selective control, for example, shorten snare sustain in breakdowns. Save a drum break rack preset with macros for drive, glue amount, low boost, and width to speed arranging. Sidechain long reverb returns too, syncing their ducking so tails pump musically on off beats. Create weight riders with small low shelf boosts plus 1-2 dB for 8-16 bar power lifts instead of heavy compression. If you need sub focus quickly, duplicate the drum bus, low pass the duplicate, mono it, and blend to taste. Mini practice exercise, 40 to 60 minutes start, with a 2-bar Eamon style break sliced into a drum rack at 174 BPM. 1. Create a drum break group and chain. Drum bus right arrow blue right arrow EQ 8 right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow saturator. 2. Set glue to about 3-4 dB reduction. Attack 15 mm. Release 0.18 s. EQ 8. Boost 60 Hz plus 2 dB. Cut 350 Hz minus 2 dB. 3. Make an Atmos group with a pad sent to hybrid reverb and echo. Sidechain the Atmos group so it ducks for 6 dB on hits. 4. Arrange a 64 bar loop. Intro 16 bars filtered, build 8 bars, drop 24 bars, halftime space 8 bars, return 8 bars. Automate utility width from 100% in intro to 80% in the drop. 5. Bounce 1632 bars of the drop and compare before and after the glue chain to hear the weight change. Recap: this lesson walked you through how to make a Danny Byatt old school DNB breakbeat. Glue and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Key moves: slice and prep the break. Add drum bus for character, glue compressor for cohesive compression with 2-6 dB GR, EQ and multiband dynamics to focus lows, mono the sub under tilde 120 Hz, apply gentle saturation and optional parallel compression for body, sidechain Atmos, and arrange with weight and width automation. Practice the mini exercise to lock in the chain and arrangement decisions. Final thought: treat glue as a performance tool, not a safety net. Small automated moves, weight riders, width shifts, and glue intensity changes are what turn a correct break into a late-night roller that breathes and pushes in a club mix. Save snapshots as you go so you can slash B quickly and iterate until the groove and weight feel right.